This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you're connecting with us. It's so good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com is our other website. One website we'd like to highlight, especially for this first interview, is Vaxxed.com. I'm going to give a little bit of a prolonged introduction, and then we're going to bring the producers of Vaxxed 2 coming up. Very important. We've been talking on this show for quite a while about the importance of two things. Of course, your freedom and your health. And they're intertwined and they're related. I think that the biggest health story that we have right now is vaccines. And not because it's, cancer is bigger, heart disease is bigger. It's because how it's being shoved and how it's being poised to be presented to us. That it involves your freedom of choice, who you are as a parent, and definitely this rising generation and what's happening to them. We've talked about conviction. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe anything I ever say, and I guess you do believe at least some, you're still listening, right? If you don't believe anything I ever say, please believe this. Conviction is king right now. And I'm about to bring on three individuals who that word means something. And what they have accomplished is nothing short of a miracle. I'm getting emotional already. I'm sorry. This topic sends me over an edge. And I'm so adamant and so honored to be able to stand here and be able to present these people. The producers of Vaxxed, Brian Burroughs, now are making Vaxxed 2. The people's, they'll tell you why, but this is the people's story, the people's truth. Brian Burroughs, John Tomey, and Toby Tomey. We'll introduce all of them. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Fellas, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having us. It's an absolute pleasure being here, and I hope we give some great insight to your wonderful audience.
Yeah, thank you.
Now that's John speaking. John is the parent of Billy. His wife, Polly, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Polly had a prominent role in the first Vax movie. You basically, the story went crazy, or went viral, when Robert De Niro decided not to show your film. Why don't we start there? Somebody tell a story. What happened with the original Vaxxed and the Tribeca Film Festival and the journey you went on?
Well, we weren't even finished making the film. We were in Andy Wakefield's basement. We were probably about three quarters of the way finished in terms of cutting the film. And Andy picked up his phone. He said, "Oh, this is an interesting number." Picked up his phone and started having a conversation. Walked outside, and we just kept working. And then he came back in and he said, "That was Robert De Niro." And we thought, "What? Raging Bull, Robert De Niro, The Godfather, Robert De Niro?" He said, "Yeah." He said he wants Vaxxed in the Tribeca Film Festival. We hadn't applied for it to be in the film festival. He had gotten this through a connection that we can't really speak of, but he had seen the film, and we were completely unaware that he had seen it, but it was sent to him because he's the father of an autistic child. And someone thought that he should see the film. So when he saw it, he called and he said, "Listen," he said, "this is incredible. This is an unbelievable story, and we want this in our festival." So we thought, great, let's get this done and get it to Tribeca. We were really excited about it because, as documentary filmmakers, that festival, that's the top of the mountain. So we were really, really excited about it. And our distribution company in LA, when they found out about it, they put a full page ad out in Variety, and as soon as that happened, all heck broke loose. The sponsors of that festival started getting leaned on quite heavily. It became front page news around the world, but De Niro stood strong. He came out on the Friday night and said, "I stand behind this film. Everyone needs to see this movie." And he said, I've never in all of the years of this festival gone to the committee and said, I want a certain film in. And he did that for us. And him and his wife, Grace, were going to be hosting us for, they were going to be hosting the film and hosting a screening of the film. So it was a big, big deal. And then the next day, I was actually trying on a suit to go to New York. And I got a call from our producer, Del Bigtree, who's been on the show before. And he said, we just got pulled. And for about 5 minutes, we thought, oh, my goodness, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. But soon realized that this was going to be a huge story. And on that Monday, we got calls from festivals all over the world, from the Cannes Film Festival to the Shanghai Film Festival and to the Manhattan Film Festival. And because we were about 3 weeks out and we knew that the publicity was going to be huge, we decided to go with the Manhattan Film Festival, which was happening at the exact same time as the Tribeca Film Festival. And so we ended up all going to New York, and the film really just took off from there. Everywhere we went in New York City while we were there, yeah, people knew about the film. People were, you know, yelling out of their car windows because everyone was
we
had hats, yeah, and T-shirts, and it was really quite something. So, yeah, it just had a life of its own after that.
All right, let me ask a couple questions before we move forward, because I really think this was the best thing that possibly could ever happen to you in hindsight. But at that moment, when you saw the pressure that was brought to bear for, you know, a little documentary film about vaccines, what's the big deal? Was that a surreal moment? Did that make you realize the forces that were against you? I mean, what went through your mind at that point?
Yeah, I think I can take that one. You know, anybody that questions a $50.2 billion a year industry with no liability whatsoever for their product and shoddy research, anybody that questions vaccine safety is seen as this anti-vax nut job. And, you know, the reality is that parents are telling the truth. They were witnesses to the deterioration and regression in their children following vaccines. And I can talk for my own story and my son, in the fact that he went in for a 14-month MMR vaccine. He had 17 words. He was a flourishing baby. Within 12 hours, he was hospitalized with seizures and had encephalitis. And that led to his deterioration, his regression, and the final diagnosis of autism, which is really a blanket cover for brain injury. And in Billy's case, caused by vaccine. So,
as a parent, John.
Yeah.
John, as a parent, let me ask you a couple of questions. As being the parent, what emotions that you can maybe help other parents who are listening, help them to deal with it? They got to feel guilt. You had to feel some sort of guilt. You had to feel maybe pushed in the corner, because I'm sure people were telling you you're making this up. What was your response that way?
Well, of course, after the regression, what happens is you start to look at, okay, well, what were the potential triggers? The only trigger that was there was the MMR shot. My guilt is not doing my due diligence, my homework, look into vaccine safety, look at ingredients in vaccines. Doctors very rarely give informed consent when you go in. They should really be saying, well, these are the risks associated with this shot. These are the ingredients. These are some of the injuries that have been reported as a result of that. None of that information is given. So parents commonly trust these white coaters that are fed pharmaceutical curricula saying that vaccines are safe and effective. And here is the schedule. I think Forrest Moretti did a cover on this and realized that only 7 hours over 5 years are actually taught about vaccines. So doctors are coming out with their medical degrees. The public commonly look up to these people thinking that they know everything and can cure all ill. The sad reality is that they are very naive. They don't give informed consent to parents. So parents walk in like sheep into the slaughterhouse with their kids for their well baby checkups, and they haven't got a clue about the risks associated with these shots. And then,
how many people are affected, John? John, how many people are affected?
Okay, currently the statistics on autism are 1 in 39, and these stats were from 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
In vaxxed Stephanie Senner did a epidemiological survey and study and is estimating that one in two boys by 2032, based on this pandemic growth curve, will be affected by the diagnosis of autism in 2032. But it's not only autism. You've got to look at sudden infant death syndrome. You've got to look at one in six kids with a learning disability. You've got to look at the incidence of autoimmune issues and cancer in kids and eczema and allergies and asthma. And the question is, you've got this massive pandemic of childhood diseases, illnesses, conditions. No one's asking the damn question is what is causing this.
And thank you. Course,
yeah.
Thank you. It's unbelievable. I have this discussion. I use my in-laws on this show quite a bit because we have these discussions. And we'll bring up, you know, America's health is declining. Our children's health is declining dramatically. What is causing it? You know, and they just look in the sky like Chicken Little or something. They have no clue. Well,
yeah.
Wouldn't, you know, 100,000 parents telling the same story, wouldn't that mean something to you? Oh, no. No, it means nothing. I'm just like, what?
You know, It is the biggest medical criminal act, I think, that will be exposed that's happened over this last century. I honestly believe that. And the kids and the generations to come, if nothing happens, if no parents start questioning this schedule, which is completely untested, no one's ever done one research study on multiple shots at any one sitting. So a 2 month, 3 month, 4 month old will go into the baby clinic, have all of these shots. There's not one safety study on those multiple shots going in at any one time. And we all know the ingredients are chronically toxic, especially aluminum, which is going into these kids at over 4,000 micrograms, where the safety is only 25 micrograms. You know, come on, people have got to really start waking up and stop believing what they're fed through big pharma advertising money, and stop trusting the doctors that are as naive on vaccine safety as you or I were when we had our kids vaccinated.
This is, you bring up, let me piggyback on what you just said about safety study with multiple shots. Let me go even further. There is no, ladies and gentlemen, zero double-blind placebo studies of vaccine safety. They don't exist. There is zero double-blind placebo safety studies on vaccines. I don't give a damn what anybody tells you. You have them show you a double-blind placebo study about vaccines, and then let's talk. Okay? We'll be right back. More with Brian, John, and Toby.
Storage companies buying up airtime all over radio. It's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food Storage allowed to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It is just a real pleasure to talk to Brian, John, and Toby. Ladies and gentlemen, conviction is king in America, really in the world right now. Conviction is king. What will you do? What could possibly happen in this world that will cause you to stand up and risk your life? And my hat's off, my heart's up, my prayers to these three individuals, their extended families, everybody associated with this. They are literally facing the beast. When they do this, I want to go to John's son Toby. Toby, tell us a little bit from your perspective. You're Billy's brother. Tell us what happened. You know, going up to this, your parents, the experience, vaxxed, and then how vaxxed turned into something bigger than probably anybody could have expected.
Right. Well, when Billy was diagnosed with autism, when he regressed after his MMR vaccine at 14 months, I wasn't born yet. I've grown up my whole life with
what year was that?
My brother.
What year was that?
1998. So I was born in 98, okay. And that was only a few months before. So I've grown up my whole life with my brother being vaccine damaged. I mean, I've seen him at his worst, banging his head on the floor, and pinning me down, and you know, slapping me around, and being nonverbal, and from him being where he was to where he is now, I mean, I've witnessed it all. But yeah, I've grown up with my dad having an autism clinic from our living room. So I've really grown up 15 years, 20 years of being around autism.
What do you say to people who maybe say, well, you've made this up, there's no link? When somebody says that, it has to just send you through the roof. What kind of emotions do you go through?
Anger, mainly, because it's something that you can't avoid. I mean, the evidence is right there. You have these parents and these families coming out saying, you know, this is what happened to my kid or my sibling. And all the stories are the same in the thousands, you know. So it's anger, and anger of them being ignorant, really, and not open to really seeing the damage that has been caused.
Do you think that I know the medical industry broader, but, you know, local doctors, are they ignorant? Are they in on this? I mean, what? Because, you know, how many parents go to their local pediatrician and they say, oh, this can't happen. You probably shook the kid or something.
I mean, honestly, the pediatricians, I was on the bus tour for 4 months, and the pediatricians I've spoken to, they all said the same thing, which was that they were briefed on vaccines. They were told which shots to give and when to give them, but they don't know to really give that info out. They don't know to inform these parents and to inform these families about the potential side effects and risks that could happen to their children. So I think it goes a lot deeper than the pediatricians myself.
Yeah,
so we can be clear.
The people who tell these pediatricians and doctors how to practice, you know, the Institute of Medicine and the CDC, they're not getting the truth. So if you're being told that everything's okay, even though maybe a mother comes back in and says, my child was fine, and now he looks like he's had some sort of an adverse reaction. In their heads, they're being told that the science is being done, and that the people who they look to for answers are telling them that everything's fine. What are they really to think? I don't know. It's a tough one. A lot of people in our group see it completely differently. Some people think that the doctors are being lied to. Some people think that the doctors really need to stand up and say, listen, if all doctors said this has to stop, this stops. Right. You know, they're the front line here.
Right. It's a pediatrician's duty, I mean, to know what they're giving out and to look out for their patients more than anything.
And also another really important fact is that, you know, the Vaccine Injury Court have paid out close to $4 billion since 1986. Now, with that, you've got to remember that 1% of vaccine injuries are actually reported. So you're looking at potentially $400 billion that should have been paid out to vaccine injuries since 1986. We also have to remember the majority of parents who go to their doctor with a diagnosis for their kid of autism are fobbed off because of that fraudulent study that was released in Pediatrics in February 2004, where they said there is no link between vaccines and autism, and therefore get out of the clinic, because we're not even going to go there because the science is settled. That science was covered by VAX. From cover-up to catastrophe. That is William Thompson saying in his own voice that they hid the data. And from that fraudulent paper, no vaccines have been reported as causing.
We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least 3 lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate.
One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies Sunday to people who are trapped in that city. There's no way to leave because roads and highways surrounding the town are flooded. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. Iowa and Wisconsin also have declared states of emergency in the wake of historic flooding and blizzard conditions caused by the bomb cyclone. From Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Rick Vincent for USA Radio News.
Police say they have arrested the suspect in the deadly Netherlands tram shooting. Three people were murdered and several others were hurt. According to the Dutch counterterrorism agency, the shooting has the characteristics of a terrorist attack. New Zealand's cabinet is working to change the gun laws in that country after a mass shooting at two mosques last week. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to take the time now, but please don't forget about the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. That's how we're funded. We don't get a check from Merck or the Big Pharma Institutes. They don't send us a check over here to bring you this information. We get support from you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your purchases, your donations keep us here. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, the PowerMall.com. The original which became an obstacle, a hurdle, turned into a blessing. Vax got more attention probably than it would have ever received because of Tribeca's refusal to show. And from there, you went on a tour. Bill Bigtree, Wakefield, Polly, Tommy, John, your wife. I don't know if you were there. I think Toby was there a lot of the time. It turned into something much more than just a PR tour. It turned into something much more. Let's talk about that, Toby.
Right. So whenever Andy, Dell, and my mom, Polly, were going to the screening for that, it was Polly that realized all these parents would come to the screening just to talk to her and just to relate to a mother that went through the same thing. So whenever they decided to get a bus and go out on tour, there was an abundance of vaccine injury stories that would just come straight to the bus, and everyone was signing their names on the bus or on behalf of someone that had been affected by a vaccine injury.
So you were there listening to these people's stories. They would, you know, it wasn't just MMR. I mean, that gets the most notoriety, but you had people being paralyzed. You had people taking the DTaP and having problems. I mean, all across the board, correct?
That's correct. When they first went out on tour, they didn't expect any of that. They thought it was just going to be MMR autism stories. But I think it was the second or third day where they had a young woman, Hannah Robinson, who was affected by an HPV Gardasil. And that was such a mind-blowing moment for them, because they were used to talking to mothers and fathers and siblings on behalf of their nonverbal autistic, you know, kid or brother. And that was so eye-opening for everyone on the bus, because this girl could talk and she was explaining her own injuries.
And what she felt and what she experienced.
Right.
Let me ask you a pointed question you may or not be able to, but in your estimation, would you say there's more than 100,000 parents which would tell a very similar story? Is it more than 100,000 or less than 100,000?
I would say more than 100,000.
More than 500,000. Do you think it's more than 500,000?
I would say a lot more than 500,000.
Do you say it's more than 1,000,000?
Yes, I would say more than 1,000,000.
More than 2,000,000?
Yes, more than 2,000,000. I mean, there's no way of knowing, but it would be, it's a lot. If you had 1,000,000 children diagnosed in a couple of years, that number has to be just staggering. This has been steadily increasing since the early 90s. We've just scratched the surface with these interviews, and we have thousands of parents telling the exact same story. Parents, I'm the father of an unvaccinated 10-year-old child, and because he wasn't vaccinated when he was an infant and he got a fever, I basically stood over his crib. I was terrified because of everything you've ever heard. So parents know exactly what's going on with your babies. You're hypersensitive to whether they have sniffles or if they're grabbing their ears or if their eyes are running too much. You're hypersensitive. So if you have this swath of parents all over the world that have seen a perfectly healthy child that's developing just like Billy was, and then all of a sudden loses all of their language, stops walking and talking, there's no question what happened. There's no question what happened. So if you have 10 stories like that, let's say 10 people say, this is what happened to my child, that's somewhat newsworthy. Well, if you have hundreds of thousands of these stories, how is it that this isn't being screamed from the mountaintops and on every single news show around the world? Yeah.
Let me interject here, and then you're leading me right where I want to go. This reminds me of the cigarette industry. There was hard evidence in the 20s of cigarettes damage, cancer, other things. But yet, even in the 50s, we had Mickey Mantle on TV telling us that doctors recommended Winston or whatever cigarette brand it was. I mean, it was the medical industry's cover for the cigarette monopoly was stunning. And looking back in retrospect, you're aghast by it. So this is not something that hasn't happened in the last 100 years or so. It totally happened with cigarettes. It wasn't until 1968 that they even put a warning label on a pack of cigarettes. They swore up and down. Your doctor swore up and down. Housewives need to smoke to relax. It's good for you. They told you this over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. Now, going to what you just said about parents, I'm getting so emotional. I hope that everybody listening understands that everything that they've seen on TV, or not everything, but most things, the money, the power, the industry, has been tainted to make you believe that these children have not been hurt by these vaccines, that they don't cause damage. And yet at the same time, you have millions of parents who are sitting at home wondering what in the hell just happened. And their lives are railroaded because of something, and they can't even get acknowledgement, much less an answer. I am disgusted. I am sick of it. And Brian, the question I have for you now is, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I could go to YouTube and I could search in something like parents' stories of vaccine injuries or something. You know, it's just something generic like that. And I would get hundreds, if not thousands, of stories that would come up. I could sit there all day and night for a week and listen to parents tell basically the same story about vaccines and their child. Okay, when I go do it now, it's like they don't even exist. Is that just me imagining that, or have you seen that also?
No, no. What's really amazing about that is up to a year and a half ago, that's when we started putting these stories of these parents that came out to the bus. We have, what, over 1,000 stories that are edited and probably, you know, 1,200 that we haven't gotten to yet because we have such a small team. So those are out there as well. But what's interesting is that when we started putting these stories out, and because of social media and because of the following that Pauly and the people on the bus got through Periscope and through Facebook Live, these views on these stories were huge. We had a story of these three triplets in Detroit, Michigan. These parents had triplets. They vaccinated them, all three of them, ended up with an autism diagnosis. So that when that was put out, that shot up like right away, overnight, 500,000 views, and then people just kept sharing it, and it went up. Well, if you take a look at our YouTube channel now, which is VaxTV.com, where these stories live, I think that story, the last time we looked, had, what, 125,000 views?
Yeah.
So they're not only trying to censor what the amount of stories that are going out there, they're also trying to make it seem like people aren't watching these stories. So they're taking views away. So, but you know, the censorship has backfired on them time and time again. And, you know, with them, they did the same thing with us with Tribeca, and look what happened. It exploded. I think the same thing is going to happen now. They're trying to make sure that these parents' stories don't get out there. And they're terrified of this film coming out because of that. Because how do you argue? You can say, "Oh, I've heard that that these studies have been done." When you get into the science, there can always be an argument. How do you argue with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parents saying the exact same thing?
Good. Let me ask you about Snopes. Who in the world is Snopes? Because if you go search something for vaccine and Snopes comes up, and Snopes is telling you that you just made this all up, Johnny. Billy didn't really get vaccine injured. You're a lunatic. I mean, who the hell is Snopes?
Whoever Snopes is pretty ignorant, sadly, and obviously conscious dissonance has got to his brain. Very little of it that he probably has. The sad reality is that it was the only trigger that led to Billy's regression, and for the following 20 years, we've had to literally pick him up. I was cleaning poop out of the bath for 7 years. He was nonverbal till 6. He had a lot of aggressive behavior, banging his head, hitting walls, aggressive to others. You know, it was a living nightmare, and these are sadly the real stories that the parents have to now live with. And I just don't understand why people are not open to at least listening to the truth that these parents have. And this is why Vax2 is going to be so explosive. It's the people's truth.
There's the music.
And society will wake up.
This is very explosive. This is the antidote, ladies and gentlemen, and there is none other.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you.
by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
An absolute pleasure talking to these three gentlemen, Toby, John, Tommy, and Brian Burroughs. What they're doing, their website is Vaxxed2, VAXXED2.com. You can donate there. They're not finished. They have raised a significant amount of money. They need a little bit more money, so please, if you feel the need or feel moved, this is a worthy cause. This is for Brian. Brian, I'm going to pose this question this way, and you take it anywhere you want. But we have a senator now writing letters to YouTube and Google to really put the latch on information, vaccine information. We have states that California already has made it mandatory, no exemptions, basically. Other states are following. You're seeing the FDA is saying we may have to even override states' authority to mandate some of these vaccines. They even take away states, even the state's choice. We are seeing an all-out polarizing shift in this, and it seems to me there is no middle ground here. There is no resolution. I mean, is this, where is this going? Is this coming to a life or death struggle or what?
I think there's a lot of people who see it that way. I'm going to reserve judgment on that until after we put this film out, and I'll tell you why. The basis for them doing all of this is this ridiculous idea that unvaccinated kids are what's going to bring society down. All of these parents who have gone ahead and dutifully vaccinated their kids, the fly in the ointment is the hippie kid who hasn't gotten any vaccine that's going to bring disease to the rest of the population. Because we have herd immunity. Herd immunity has got to be 92% of the population is vaccinated. Well, one of the things that we cover in this film is the unvaccinated. And I'll tell you why. Because Polly, about halfway through the tour, was talking to me about my son. And she went on a radio interview. And I was telling her, my son doesn't get sick. He's never had antibiotics. He doesn't miss school. He's bright as can be. He's just a healthy, healthy kid. His immune system was allowed to develop naturally. So he got sick when he was a little boy, and then he built up strong immunity. And, you know, he would start getting a sore throat, and the next day he's perfectly fine. So she went on this radio interview and talked about my son and then called me afterwards and apologized and said, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have talked about your son. And I thought, no, that's fine, of course. And after I hung up with her, I thought to myself, we should be getting stories of just like that. We should be getting other unvaccinated stories. So we put it out on our social media. We were about to head out to California for the second leg of the tour, and we put out that we want to hear from parents of unvaccinated kids. But when we showed up in California, they were lined up around the block. These parents wow. with these unbelievably healthy kids. And what wow. a lot of them were parents whose first child had been affected, had gotten vaccines, and then had some sort of a vaccine injury. And then the subsequent siblings, then they didn't vaccinate them because of what happened to the first kid. Now, these kids are controlled for genetics. They're controlled for environment, food, you name it. And the only difference is the vaccines. And you've got a kid that's damaged, brain damaged, and the other kids that are just thriving. So we started filming those stories, and we have hundreds of those stories as well. And it's night and day. So we're really going to poke holes in this whole fallacy that unvaccinated kids are the ones that you have to worry about. What you have to worry about is these kids that are completely vaccinated with live virus vaccines that are shedding everywhere they go. So
let me. We got three or four minutes, Brian. Let me cut you off here. We got 3 or 4 minutes. Sure. I want to get to this. Is there any other cause of? Do people who don't get vaccinated get autism? I mean, it was very rare. It was 1 in 10,000 at one time. I don't know. The GMO foods, the chemicals in the food. Are there other things that could be contributing to this?
I mean, let me take that one. Let's just look at the Amish community. Who do not vaccinate. There's only one reported case of autism in the whole community. So
yeah, that's a very important, that's a very famous study about the Amish.
Yeah.
You're telling me, just for the audience, we're running out of time. This is very important. You're telling me there is somewhere north of 2 million parents who are ready to say that without question there is a definitive link between the declining health of their child and yeah. these vaccines.
Absolutely.
That's what you're telling me.
Absolutely. And this is
And you guys are documenting it? Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, we've got thousands and thousands of stories. You've got to remember one thing. Doctors are saying there's no causation to these parents. The parents are then being pushed under the rug thinking, hang on, I know what happened to my kid, but no one's believing me. Vax gave those parents the motivation and courage to come out of their little holes and say, guys, it really did happen to my son too, and I'm here to tell the story. So, you know, doctors are to blame. They don't report these vaccine injuries. That they tell the parents that there's no association based on fraudulent science. The parents are then hiding, looking after their injured kid, not able to go out into society. It's an absolute disgrace, and this has to be exposed for the fraud that it is, from
Amen.
The foundations to the peak.
Amen. I love the title of The People's Truth. I love the title of this, Vax 2. Where can people see hear the parent stories that you've recorded?
They're on our YouTube, Vax TV. We have, I mean, over 1,000 that are up there right now, and I mean, we're going to...
Okay, Vax TV.
Vax TV.
I challenge... Vax TV on YouTube. I challenge anybody who doubts some kind of link. I challenge anybody to go on their YouTube channel and you go listen to about 5 to 10 of these stories. That's all it's going to take. You go listen to 5 or 10 parents look in the camera and tell their story, and you tell me if you're not moved. I am so sick of this ignorance, of this system which is crashing down on us. Fellas, I couldn't be in more support of you. I'm getting so emotional. I'm trying to stay calm. Last word is yours. Got about a minute.
It's interesting that you just said that, because one of the guys that was on our bus, his name was Anu, he came to our bus and he started working on our team. And his story is, and the arc of his story is, a guy who didn't believe in any of this and saw exactly what you're talking about. And it changed his mind, and he is now completely on board 100%.
I tell you also, America, you've got to wake up. Who is going to be your army, your police force, your public servants? If 1 in 2 kids are diagnosed with autism in the next 12 years, who is going to look after this country? And if vaccines, which I believe are the cause of this, you've got to wake up, otherwise you have no infrastructure to protect you.
Oh, that's a great point. Toby, last word from you, my friend.
I just want to touch on the bus earlier and every story that I did encounter, and I was there to witness. It was all the same. Every MMR autism story was the same process, same with the Gardasil HPV. So that is really what this upcoming film is going to
show. Awesome. The film's coming out this summer, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have them back on, and I'm going to try to be calmer when they're back on. But they're coming back on. It'll be fantastic. Vax2.com. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jim at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from The Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.